When winter comes, many look forward to skating on ponds and taking shortcuts over frozen rivers. The more adventurous snowmobile and camp on frozen lakes. How can you tell if you're safe or on thin ice? Ice is a tricky thing because there's no guaranteed way to judge its safety. Caution is always the rule. Generally, the safety of ice depends on thickness and quality, since all ice is not the same. Clear blue ice is the strongest because it is formed entirely of frozen water. A weaker grade of ice is white ice, which is made of frozen water, snow crystals, and liquid water combined. Because white ice has less frozen water than blue ice, it has about half the strength. 2 inches of white ice is equal in strength to 1 inch of blue. The weakest ice is gray. It is composed of some frozen water and quite a bit of liquid water, so it is unsafe to cross. Ice can look deceptive because currents and warm water springs cause thinning below the surface, even when the top looks solid. The only way to be sure is to cut holes and measure the thickness using an ice auger. Blue ice is safe for walking and skating when it's about 4 inches thick. Snowmobiles require at least 6 inches of blue ice. These numbers should be doubled for white ice. And even the thickest ice isn't completely safe. You must always be on the lookout for cracks, heavy snowdrifts, and thin spots. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.